This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown, in for Lisa Mullins. The arrests of 36 people at the so-called Straight Pride Parade on Saturday in Boston have led to questions about police use of force at the event. They've also sparked tension over whether those arrested will be prosecuted. WBUR's Quincy Walters spent the day watching arraignments of the people arrested at the parade. He joins us now from Boston Municipal Court. Hi, Quincy.
Hey, Steve.
So, Quincy, most of the people arrested were counter-protesters who came to the Saturday event to speak out against the Straight Pride organizers and their message. Remind us what happened.
A couple of hundred people came Saturday to rally for what they called recognition of their straight sexual orientation. And even more counter-protesters came to oppose what they felt was a mockery of gay pride and LGBTQ Pride Month. There were definitely more counter-protesters than straight pride paraders. The Boston police tried to keep the groups separated, and in that endeavor, there were clashes between counter-protesters and police, and many counter-protesters were arrested.
Now, some of the people who were arrested are alleging that Boston police used excessive force. Now, we don't know yet about formal complaints filed. Police were seen on video spraying pepper spray into the crowd of counter-protesters. Here's Mayor Walsh responding to those concerns on Radio Boston this afternoon.
We can all be second-guessed all day long, but if somebody lost their life on Saturday, we'd be criticized for not having enough police protection out there. We needed it Saturday, and it was there. Certainly, we take any complaint about police misconduct seriously. And if there's something out there, an incident that happened, I mean, you can't get a full vision of what's going on a 20-second clip on a video.
So, Quincy, what did you hear about these allegations of excessive force today, including a response from police?
Counter-protesters say that police were indiscriminately spraying pepper spray into the crowd. But Larry Calderoni, the vice president of the Boston Police Patrolmen's Association, says that the people arrested were agitators who were dressed in all black with their faces covered. He says they were being violent to try to get their point across.
A lot of the assaults that happened during the day, you only know of a few of them. You know of the four officers that were injured due to some of these assaults. Many officers were assaulted throughout the day with bottles of urine being thrown at them, bottles of chemicals, rocks. There, because of the equipment they were wearing, it did keep some of the officers safe. But the four officers that were injured have not been able to return to duty at this point.
And Calderoni says he's only seen one video of an officer using pepper spray. And he says in the video that he saw, the officer was provoked by a counter-protester.
But prosecutors asked to have a lot of the defendants' charges dismissed. What was the judge's response?
Right, Steve. So most of the counter-protesters were charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, two charges that are very common amid things like a protest or a rally. And the invocation of District Attorney Rollins, Rachel Rollins, has been brought up a lot because she has a list of 15 crimes to not prosecute because they clog up the justice system and can be resolved in certain other ways, she feels. So this kind of fell into that territory of prosecutors feeling like these weren't serious enough charges to go through with a prosecution and a trial. But rhetorically, the judge today, Richard Sennett, asked the prosecution why they didn't feel that these charges were serious enough. And it was just a rhetorical question that went unanswered. And throughout the arraignment, the prosecution continued to motion to dismiss the disorderly conduct charges and resisting arrest charges.
But some of those charges are a little more serious than just disorderly conduct.
Right, correct. There were a few people who were charged with assault and battery on a police officer, and the prosecution did not motion to dismiss those charges.
So, Quincy, police weren't happy with the move to dismiss some of the charges. What did Calderoni from the Patrolmen's Association say about that?
Calderoni said he was pleased with the judge's decision to not dismiss those charges. He says in the past, it has been customary to dismiss disorderly conduct and resisting arrest charges, but he says that the judge's decisions today look out for law enforcement officers.
Okay, thank you very much. WBUR's Quincy Walters from Boston Municipal Court.